You are now in the loop with Single in the Loop. Hey guys, it's your girls, Lark and Nina of Single in the Loop podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and like our Facebook page.
Subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Google Play, Spreaker, and iTunes, and don't forget to leave a 5-star review.
All right, guys, cut and print. Beautiful.
What?
So we're back once again. Welcome to Single in the Loop episode 80, okay? Actually, this is 80 and a half because we recorded this episode already.
Yes. Well, no, it's 80.
Never
heard it. They never saw it, yeah, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, but it feels different from us. I had like some issues trying to edit the episode and stuff for tomorrow, and I pretty much just lost everything. So we're back again on this beautiful Monday afternoon recording this motherfucker again.
Hey, we gotta give the people what they want.
You know, we gotta give the people what they asked for. So we're here, episode 80. Do you have a number for 80? I know you do.
Section 80, Kendrick Lamar, Section 80 mixtape. That's what I can think of. 80. It's one of my favorite Kendrick Lamar albums. So yeah.
Well, and this week is also Valentine's Day week. And
woo, Valentine's Day, which is a made up holiday. So
we know,
so
Nina.
You know,
we know.
It's not on, you know, it's on the calendar, but it ain't no real holiday.
It is, you know, it's just some time to kind of celebrate the loves, the
loved ones, whether it's family,
shit,
friends, situationships, boyfriend, husband, has been,
you know, whatever.
Maybe you want to use this day to
hang out with your good girlfriends.
Well, yeah, I was about to say use the day to dip back into some mold, just because.
I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of people be falling into some old box by Sunday.
I'm tired of you saying the word box.
My dad actually has always been like the girls' Valentine's, mm-hmm, or whatever, so he would always get us stuff for.
He's a girl dad.
He is, with a couple of sons,
but he has girls.
He does. So yeah, I'm excited to see what he's gonna get us this year. So ladies, it's time to like dust off that red lingerie from last year.
Ooh,
you know,
no.
Add a new garter to.
Oh,
is recycled lingerie bad? Like,
I don't think it's bad as long as you washed it from the previous.
Yeah, of course you're gonna wash it, but I mean, even if you recycle
If it's the same person and they've seen it, then you have to get something different. But if it's somebody different, then
you? Because I feel like lingerie, depending on the guy, like sometimes it don't even stay on long. It's just like a flash of like, okay, bitch, I'm naked. So why, you know?
I don't know if I ever recycled. Maybe once. It was like an actual like lingerie, like. I wore it twice. And who cares?
I recycled this one like a couple of times because that was like his favorite, you know?
Oh, but it was with the same person.
Yeah,
I'm
it was the same
with a
person.
Different person.
Oh, I definitely did that a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, they don't know.
First
Why would
of
you
all,
spend extra money when it's like, whatever?
And lingerie ain't for everybody. Not
new,
everybody deserves.
Look, new to you, old to me.
Okay? Right. And not everybody deserves that lingerie, you know, lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? You got to kind of work up to that. Not every guy even likes lingerie, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm the type of person, like, I like to dress up. I like to keep it fun and spicy in the bedroom. So, you know, mm-hmm, whips, chains, not really, but, you know.
I don't do the dominatrix.
I wouldn't be mad.
A cute whip,
you know,
would be cute, but.
A cute whip, you know?
But I don't know any person or any guy that would, like, go for a whip.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I mean, you know, choking, you're already there, so.
Yeah, you're using your hand.
You could die. You can't die from getting spanked, I don't think. Die from getting your ass beat.
Right.
But you can't die from spanking.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Do you have any plans for Valentine's Day yet?
I don't have any plans. I do have some plans, but it's not on Valentine's Day. It's the day after Valentine's Day. Does that make me a side?
Why? Okay, yes and no. Yes and a possible, because like,
I mean, but it's like, we're, you know, it's not like,
why is it the day after Valentine's Day?
Because he has work.
Okay, then no. Okay, that's reasonable.
He has to work. It's unless not a real holiday. Lying. I wouldn't expect for nobody to take off for Valentine's Day. And ladies, if you making some nigga take off from Valentine's Day, you are fucking lame, because you stopping this nigga from getting a motherfucking check. And that ain't right. Valentine's Day is whatever day. It's just one day. But I know it's overly like publicized and everything. So it's important that you do something on that day, just because.
You don't have to.
But it should be like that every week, every month.
If you making a nigga take off of work for Valentine's Day, you getting the nasty chocolates in the heart box.
You getting all those strawberry fill in with the chocolate on the outside. Those are the ones I hate. Yeah, exactly. You know which ones I'm talking about, right? Yeah, those are the ones I hate.
Fucking disgusting.
Either it's strawberry or it's like peach. I hate it. Ugh, Lord. But yeah,
you get all those hard ass candies. What the fuck is those hard ass heart candies that have like Be Mine or Love? They like different colors. No, them hoes is like hard. I don't know what the fuck they are, but them shits is nasty.
Oh, you want the powder?
Yeah.
They're like powder. Yeah, they're powder candies.
The
I hate
fuck
those.
Is that? That shit is nasty.
It's like decoration.
I
it's
thought
not
that
really
shit
is
your head, bitch.
Make a necklace with it.
Yeah, no,
and
thank
lick
you.
It.
Yeah. That's the fuck you getting making this nigga take off of work for Valentine's Day, bitch. You getting the nasty candy.
Or I hope you get one of them baskets off the side of the road. Somebody's silly.
With the dusty ass bears in that motherfucker. That's what you getting. What is it like? They have the bath wash and stuff, and you better not bathe in that shit, bitch. You're gonna have a rash.
Are you gonna be ashy as hell? Ashy as hell.
The chain gonna fall off.
I remember one year I got this huge, it was like when I was younger, so it meant more to me because I was like younger. I was like 16. I got this huge bear. Uh-huh. It was like life size bear. And I'm like, this nigga probably got this from like, I don't even know where they sell life-size bears.
Well, life-size bears are in right now, but I wouldn't want anyone.
No, but this was,
like,
this was like, oh, this was like 20 years ago.
Oh, where'd he get that from? Astroworld?
No, it was like a Valentine's Day bear. It was a big bear. It was like this high. It sits up. It's actually, my mom actually kept that shit.
It's still at your mama's house?
It's in my niece's room. My mom has a room for my niece at her house. And it's in her room just sitting there. And I'm like, Mom, I'm like, really? She was like, it's cute. I was like, it is a cute bear, though. But it's like big life size. So I'm just like, I'm kind of low-key mad that she like actually kept it. I'm like, get another bear.
Yeah, why you gotta keep this one? This one has like attachment issues. Like,
I just remember as a kid, like I was 16. He was 18 or 19. It wasn't illegal. Okay, guys.
So I was about to say, so you got a bear from a child predator.
He wasn't a child predator. I was either 17 and he was 19, or I was 16, he was 18. We were a 2-year gap.
Okay.
All right. It was statutory rape when it was 3 years, 15 and 18. Okay.
Okay.
But it's not like my mom didn't know, it's, you know, or anything, and his parents knew. Okay, so it was fine.
Okay.
And we had
As long as everybody was on the same page.
And we had safe sex. I was on birth control at the time. Okay. So it was fine.
Okay.
But anyways, he got me this big bear and I just felt all like a little girl again. And I think that's what it's like. I think that's what women want to feel like. It makes you feel like, ooh, gifts. Oh, I feel like
special.
A little girl. I feel special or whatever, yeah. Whatever. Maybe not like a little girl, but it's like, it just makes you feel like
cared for,
you get flowers and
admired.
Stuff. But I want flowers and stuff all the time.
I do want flowers all the time. Like, I love a good random flower giving situation.
Like,
I
know where
it.
I'm at, send them flowers.
Yeah, or show up with them motherfuckers. I would prefer them to be delivered, but I mean, if you want to show up with them, you can. I ain't gonna be that picky because I like all the different flowers. So
I like all different flowers. I don't know. Yeah, I guess I do like all flowers.
Yeah.
I think it just depends.
On?
Like, I'm not a fan of
those multicolored flowers that you get from Walmart.
What
don't give me
those.
They be
from
like
Walmart?
Multicolored. I don't know.
what are you talking about?
They look like daisies or something, and they like multicolored. Don't pick those up. I don't know. Them hoes
but
are cute.
You know what? It's the thought that counts. And if you actually think to get me like flowers, like I can't be picky about that.
Yes, I can.
You know, yeah, I mean, yeah, it just depends. Tulips, roses, wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I like a good flower arrangement. Like I said yesterday, I've gotten the best fucking flowers before from this guy. And it was like random, just delivered to my house. And if I find that picture, I'm going to post it on Single in the Loop. But it was like perfectly arranged. It was just like so dope. I was so excited to get those flowers. They were so pretty. And if I can find that information, because it was like a Houston-based flower place. If I can find that information, I'll post that information too, because it has some dope ass. Like whoever put that together, yes, all facts. But yeah, I'm a flower girl. I'm more of a cupcake girl. I'm not really big on candy. Cupcakes, flowers, gift cards, shoes, clothes.
Yeah.
Bundles, lashes.
I just say, I think it just really matters. Like, I remember when I was in a relationship and he got me stuff, but he also was like creative about stuff. Like, and I think that came from time him being incarcerated. But you know, when you're incarcerated, you got to be like creative because you don't have like a lot of shit to work with. But it was cute. And it was like he made like, he had like these little like cutout hearts and they each had like something on it. Like, a free foot massage.
Oh, that's like, so cute. You know,
like, it was like a free, like, whatever you want me to do type of card. Like, yeah. It was like six of them. And I just thought it was just the cutest thing because it was
that's
like,
cute.
Here's a coupon for this and for this. So it's like creativeness, yeah. You know? Just don't get carried away with them because them things, you know, I stretched it out. Oh, yeah, I stretched it out. Like, remember this? In July. like, look at July. It's like, remember this?
Bitch, Valentine's Day is over.
But it's like, really, you have to just think about it's the thought that counts. I think that it's a good idea to also think of the guy. Yes, you know, I feel like us as women, we take it over. Like, we're like, oh, you better give me something. But it's also about the guy, too, being appreciated.
Because I feel like Valentine's Day is a little bit more geared towards women. It's a little bit easier to buy us things than it is to buy men things. That means when we have to put on our thinking caps to figure out what fits or suits our men or the guy that we're dating or whatever. Which is not that hard. Because I think yesterday, Nina was like, get that nigga some drawers and socks. Because them niggas never buy themselves no drawers and socks.
Yes.
I'm actually considering buying some motherfucking pillows. Because this nigga needs some new fucking pillows. Like, you know, just like very...
Just get stuff. Men's body wash. Deodorant. Right. Like, just stuff that you know. Because I know men do not like going to buy they that don't stuff. Like they hate doing
buying
that.
I think yesterday I was like, even paying for him to have a haircut or paying in advance.
The barber thing would be like super nice, or pay for him to get one of those facial treatments like when he gets his haircut. And yeah, especially if he's a part of the beard gang.
Yeah, something like that. Rick Ross still have his line at Sally's for the beard stuff. You know, go ahead and get some of that, put it in a basket.
Beard oil, little,
I think it was like a couple of items that he has. So.
Shampoo, conditioner. I mean, I just think, you know, if you just think about, and that goes both ways. If you just think about a person's like everyday life, like, oh, what could they use? Because, or give me something that I use a lot of. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I'm helping you by helping you replenish this.
Yeah.
Or something. But yeah, I just feel like it's all about what you make of it and not like exactly what it is. I mean, of course you want something nice and everything, but I don't know.
But honestly, I would prefer, like, right now, I need external hard drive for my computer, right? I would prefer that for Valentine's Day than, like, a box of chocolate. Because box of chocolate I'm going to eat and it's going to be gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, the external hard drive, even though it's not, like, the most romantic.
Give me a box of Reese's. Yeah, that's what I want.
That part. But even though it's not the most romantic gift, it's a gift that is, like, thought of. And, like, you know what? I know that she needs this, you know what I'm saying, for her everyday life or her work life or whatever. So, things like that. I feel like that's what Valentine's Day is for. And any other day, just, like, random getting people things that they, you know, need in life.
I had asked a question on our Instagram page, and I asked, is Valentine's Day for women or for men? And I got a response from somebody, and they said, I think it's for both. Valentine's Day is all about what you make it. I think it's a special day that you and your lover can have fun. I love reasons to buy gifts and get gifts. I totally agree. I think that it is for both. Like, I know there's some people that are like, oh, you know, whatever, I'm going to get him this, whatever, whatever. Like, yeah, Valentine's Day, I feel like you're not obligated to get the guy something, but
you should.
You should. But what if you're not a couple?
As far as?
Like, what if you're not a couple and you don't get
But are you expecting something from him?
No.
You're not expecting anything from him?
No, but I know I will get something from him.
I mean, you should probably, since you know that you're going to get something, you should get him something too.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to get something, but we're going to do something because it's Valentine's Day.
Okay, so that means he's probably paying for whatever the fuck you're doing, so you should probably get him something too.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, don't be that.
Don't be what?
Don't be that person.
What person?
I'm the gift, which you are. You are the gift. But the vagina, the box is not a fucking gift, sis. That's not enough.
I just lit with the box. I just gotta pull up Roddy Ricch.
The box is just not enough. Cause especially they've been getting the box. Like, bitch, you putting some spraying some perfume down there, putting on some cute pair of panties. It's just not enough.
What if what I'm getting is lingerie?
That's not enough.
Okay.
You can at least get a lingerie and a bottle of Henny.
What we did talk about yesterday was that, okay, them getting you lingerie, it's like, okay, so you get me this so it could be for you, basically.
Okay, so listen. Lingerie, to me, lingerie is not for everybody. I don't feel like guys should be buying random girls lingerie unless they're...
Well, I'm not random.
I'm just saying in general. Like, unless you have that type, you've established that type of relationship with that person to buy them lingerie. Even then, you got to be mindful of the type of lingerie that you're buying because you have to be mindful of the person that you're buying it for. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't go buy the slutty, even though you might like it that way for one girl because that just might not be her vibe. You know what I'm saying? Right. You want to make sure you get something that she's comfortable in, that she's going to be proud to wear for you if that's the situation. Now, if y'all ain't never fucked before, please do not buy this bitch no goddamn lingerie because, nigga, that's weird. Okay, and she gonna wear it for another nigga because she ain't wearing it for you.
She's giving hints that that's what she wants.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. I was talking to this lady yesterday, and she was saying that one of her friends worked for Victoria's Secret, and they spend like 6 months out of a year doing training just for Valentine's Day and Christmas.
Man, I don't give a fuck about Victoria's Secret.
But this is why. Because she said on Valentine's Day and Christmas, you have the husband's boyfriend's whatever, come in the store and they want to buy lingerie for their significant others. Right. They don't know what size. They don't know like, oh, she your size.
How do they do that?
So basically they have to kind of ask them like, oh, do they have like, you have a picture to kind of gauge if this is the right size or they tell a nigga get a gift card.
You don't want to get like an extra large and then she's like crushed.
Right. And you don't want to get anything small that she can't fit in either. So that's very.
Or you'd be like, it's not supposed to fit.
You know, Martin did that shit before.
I know.
She was like, wait, I can't get this.
Hoochie Secret.
Yeah, it was.
Hoochie Secret.
She looked like a fruit roll up. Like, so what the fuck am I supposed to do
with
this?
It was like golden foil. Like, it was just weird.
What am I supposed to?
I don't mind getting lingerie. I just, you know.
It just depends. I feel like if you buy or if you wear lingerie for a guy, like, it has to be something else. Like, get him something else. At least some skincare, some socks or something. Like, you have to do something. Extra, cause I'm just.
I'll get the socks for the box.
I've been fucking that box. Look, like that ain't
I'll get
that new.
Socks for the box.
Get socks for the box. Socks with the box. There you go.
Oh gosh.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with it. So yesterday I ran out of here because I had a date.
She had a date, y'all.
I had a date. Day.
How did it go?
It was good. It was a really good date. We went to Lost and Found.
That Lost and Found.
It was my first time going.
And it wasn't really a good experience.
It was definitely, it was not a good experience. I don't know if they just had like different staffing at a certain point of the day or they had like a slow crowd on Sunday or whatever. But my drink, I got one of their signature drinks that was like $13. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay. It wasn't like fantastic, yeah. Especially like seeing them on Instagram and stuff like, oh my God, you know, this
when
is like
I first
cute.
Went, that drink was really good.
Was
but
it?
Maybe because I went like immediately, like right when they like opened. So yeah. Of course, I feel like they have to make a good impression on people that first go around.
Yeah.
When it's like a new bar and stuff. But anyways.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back again because I didn't really. And I got the, what was it? Great. Was it Cadillac? Golden Cadillac or something? Is that the name of it? I think that's the name of
the
it.
Golden Cadillac.
It was okay. It wasn't great. And then I was going to try the champagne showers, but then I didn't. I just got like a lemon drop, something that I knew that was going to be at least semi-decent. But as far as the date was good. This is our first time kind of like meeting up. The first time we met in person, but it was just kind of like in passing. So this is my first time actually really sitting down and like talking to him and seeing, you know, what he was looking for as far as like dating. Was he just like kind of dating or did he want like some type of relationship? Now, I didn't ask these questions. He kind of volunteered these questions to me because he said that he was getting older. He's like 35 and his last relationship ended because she didn't want to like have kids. So that was that. So of course that question came up like, oh, do you want to have kids? Do you this, this, that, and other, which I feel like is always kind of like an awkward moment when you have those kind of conversations. It's like, oh, do we have to talk about this? But it is important. I learned that.
It is.
So far I've been reading the book, A Game of Desire, that we're doing in our book club. And they do say that those questions are important because it kind of helps you get a gauge of what you're getting into.
Right.
Right. Because if you date somebody, let's just say we had an amazing date and we didn't have those type, we didn't get that type of conversation. Right. And we date. We six dates in now. Now we really feeling each other. We really liking each other. And then all of a sudden I find out, oh, well, you don't want kids. Or, oh, you know, you're a Trump supporter. You know, now it's like, what the fuck? You know, I didn't waste it six and then getting to know you and really liking you and feeling you. And now everything is just kind of like a 360. So that was good. He had like a bit of an accent, so it was some things I was like, huh?
I know you were like,
second,
okay,
second,
what was that?
Que paso?
What was that?
What you talking about? I'm sorry, say it again. Which I felt bad because I was like, I don't want to say, huh?
Yeah, you just want to be polite about it, kind of.
But I mean, he's like a very, very well traveled. He lived in Germany for like 2 years, London for 6 years. He's been here for 6 years. So, you know, it's so far, I think he's a really cool guy. We actually might go on another date later on today, just depending on how I feel when I leave here.
So another date in a row.
Another one.
Okay.
But yeah, so this past week, since my birthday, I feel like I've gotten my second wind.
You've been out like every day.
Yeah, I went out every day since probably like the Friday before my birthday.
Right.
Just doing like really random things, going to a bar, because I just want to kind of gauge how comfortable I am with like going out by myself and pushing myself even after when I get off work to do other things. Because knowing me, y'all know, I get off of work and I go home when I can do more. Right. And ain't nobody gonna see me at home.
True.
So I'm trying to move a little different. I got my little second win at 33. Y'all ain't ready for it. That's all I'm saying. Y'all ain't ready for it. Nina been out here on the bar stroll too. Which you been doing?
I went out Thursday. I had a date. I went out Thursday. That was cute. Went bowling, so that was different. I hadn't been bowling in a while, and I really don't bowl because of my nails. So my nails were short. My nails were shorter, so it was fine. If they were long, I probably would have broke like a few. But bowling was fun. Friday I went out with somebody who had an accent, so I definitely understand how you felt, like with the whole like, I don't understand what you're saying, or you don't want to keep saying like, what?
What
was that? You know, because that gets annoying. So yeah, went out. One thing I've noticed about like other cultures, like they do things differently. Like, just like, I feel like they're just more cordial amongst each other. And it just makes me wonder, I'm like, why can't African-American people be like this? Like the people I was with, like his other friends were just like very like nice, like extended their hand, shake like everyone's hand. And I'm just like, dang. Like, that's different to see.
Yeah.
You know? So I just thought, like, wow, why can't, like, we get it together? Why can't niggas get it together when it comes to just being cordial? And then while we were out and stuff, it was this guy who was, like, one of their friends, and he kind of stood near me. And it wasn't bothering me, but I guess it was bothering the guy that I was out with. And he, like, got up and, like, told his friend, like, hey, like, can you, like, tell him to move or, like, whatever. I didn't even hear what he said because it was that fast. Mm-hmm. Like, he got up, sat back down. Like, literally, I'm like, well, what did you say? I don't know what he said. But as soon as he got up and stuff, as soon as he got up to say something, whatever, whatever, the guy, like, moved. Like, it was no, like, they didn't talk with each other.
Yeah.
It was just, like, okay. Like, it was no animosity. And I feel like, shoot, if that was niggas, they would have probably.
We got to fight.
Yeah, something. But it was just, like, I guess, like, a respect thing. So that's always interesting to see with other cultures, like, just how they do things and how different it is from, like, Americans.
Yeah.
You know, and we're supposed to be, like, great and all these things, which we are, but certain things, I feel like other cultures have better strengths in than we do.
A lot of things.
Yeah, a lot of things.
Yeah.
So that, I had another date on Sunday. That was really good. I think I really liked it. I think it was a good date. Went to brunch and then we went to Alley Cat.
Okay.
Alley Cat was cool on a Sunday. It was very chill.
Never thought about going to Alley Cat on a Sunday.
It was no one really there.
Okay.
But they had a DJ there. So I mean, I feel like if you're on a date or you want some like quiet time, then that would be a good spot.
Okay.
And supposedly they do have like a brunch menu, but I don't know what it is. And we were just there for drinks.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a lot of people there, so I'm not sure
what the vibe,
what it was. Yeah. But it was nice to sit there and like talk and stuff. And for once it wasn't like extremely crowded. Cause I feel like anytime we go, it's like a gang of people there. So, it was a good day. The fact that we went to brunch and we like sat there for like, we were at brunch for like probably 3 hours.
Just talking.
From like 11:45 to like 2:30.
That's a good date.
I know. We were just talking. We didn't order food till after like an hour or so we were sitting there. And we just kept talking and talking and stuff. And of course, I just felt intrigued, you know?
Okay.
I think it's because, like, he's very intelligent. So, I like somebody that's intelligent and who can, like, tell me something different other than what I know.
Yeah.
Basically. So, it was a good outing. It really was. So, we'll see where it goes.
I'm not mad at that.
We should see where it goes.
This past week, so to wrap up like my birthday situation.
Yes.
I had posted a picture on Instagram and Facebook, I want to say. And it was just basically giving a rundown of like what I did. Like I did her red things with my friends and this, that, and the other, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that I went to dinner with Bae in the
I look thing. Like Bae.
And I got like a lot of side eyes and like DMs and phone calls about
what you
like
want at dinner?
This Bae character. And this is what I gotta say about that. If you could have been Bae, you could have been Bae.
Oh, so it was from people that had a chance.
Yeah, like you could have been Bae. Let's just be honest about it. But you chose not to.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't say I was taking one dinner for my birthday. I didn't say that I was only going to have plans with this person for my birthday. You had ample enough time and opportunity to be like, hey, I want to do something with you for your birthday. Hey, I'm going to come out with you for your birthday. What are you doing for your birthday? What do you want for your birthday? Whatever. And you did not take those opportunities to do so. So do not call and text me about no motherfucking bullshit. Is somebody else taking me out to dinner or buying me gifts for my birthday?
Right.
When you had the opportunity to do so and chose not to, okay? I don't know why you feel like this is like an invitation to be like, complain to me about some shit that don't really
they're
mean
not,
shit to
they're
me.
They're not complaining. It's just that they want exactly this out of you. They want you to react. They want you to know like, oh, well, let me DM her just to see if she's
but
still
I don't
cares.
Care.
No, but let me DM her just to see if the door is still open, if she's going to respond. Because if she doesn't respond, then that means she really with this nigga. And so the fuck if I am. And I only talk like that because that's how y'all weak ass niggas really do sound. Y'all be in the DMs, okay? That's how y'all be sounding because it's a waste of time. You see, I'm happy. You see a nigga doing something that you are not. And that is perfectly okay. Just accept it. Watch it and move on.
Why are you wasting your breath?
But they're not like DMing you.
You don't want anything.
Exactly. You don't want anything. You're not going to do anything that this person did. So why are you contacting me? You're not doing anything to put yourself back in the light with me. So what's the reason for you contacting me? Just to make sure you're acknowledged and not forgotten? No, you're forgotten. Matter of fact, you're canceled. You've been canceled. Okay. And the thing is that men will do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to pursue me. That is fine. But guess what? I don't need to hear your mouth about it.
Yeah.
I don't. Because it doesn't concern you at all.
Not at all. I feel like at this point, if anything, it just makes me not like you even more. You know what I'm saying? Just like, ew. You know, like, because you have people that's like kind of around that y'all don't really talk all the time. But like, okay, you're cool. You're cool. Right. But then when you hit me with shit like that, now I'm like, kind of disgusted. Like, ew. Mm-hmm. Like, you're such a fucking lame. Ew. Why are you calling me?
I just don't like that whole pop-up like, oh, I see you out at dinner. Yeah, I was hungry.
I was minding my business. Like, I was enjoying my birthday. Just like I said, you had ample opportunity to, you know, offer some type of gesture to do something, and you didn't. So don't message me or call me with no bullshit about me going to dinner or doing whatever the fuck I'm doing with somebody else. And then this one guy had the nerve to be like, oh, you got my phone. It keeps going to voicemail every time I call you or whatever. You must have took me off your favorites list. And I'm like, you've been off my favorites list, first of all. So
this is somebody. Yeah, this is somebody that was important.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, how long has it been?
Like long enough. Long enough. Like you haven't did anything to remain consistent in my life. And I'm cool with it. Like we cool. Right. But all that other stuff, it's out the window. So yeah, you've been off my favorites list. Oh, you out here tripping. Is Bae on your favorites list? And if he fucking is, do you need his number?
Bae. You're not Bae.
Do you need his number so you can call him and tell, like, I tell Lark to answer the phone? Like, is that what it is? Like, I'm really confused about why we even having this conversation. And then followed it up with it like, well, you better not get pregnant. Excuse me?
So now you're trying to be my gynecologist.
Excuse me?
So now you're trying to be my gynecologist. Is that what you're telling me?
Why are you worried about it?
You're trying to be my birth control. Is that what
you're trying to do? You're trying to run my vagina.
How is a guy going to try to control a woman's function and what she wants to do or what she chooses to do?
What the fuck does that? I'm not fucking you.
I don't know what you've been doing with your private parts, sir.
And don't care.
Right.
And do not care because I ain't had it in a real long time. So why the fuck do you care about what I'm doing with my vagina? Because I'm not fucking you.
Right.
Don't plan on it. Not interested in doing it. I'm good, love. Enjoy.
Or not.
Okay?
Or not enjoy.
Or you could do whatever the fuck you want to do. But don't do it over here.
Right.
So that just kind of like, it didn't really annoy me. It was just like, niggas really be, like, it's like you put niggas on a type of pedestal, you know what I'm saying? When you really into a person, and then when they, it's like a fall from grace. Like, nigga, you're garbage. Like, why did I even consider doing X, Y, and Z with you? Because you showed me exactly who you are, and I'm kind of embarrassed that I even gave you the opportunity to even fucking talk to me.
Well, it kind of happens after you give up the cat. And yeah, some people are only meant for a season, maybe not a reason. Because, you know, people say, oh, people are for a reason, not a season. Nah, it's the other way around sometimes. Sometimes people are only meant for a season.
Some seasonal
and
dick.
And you move on. Hopefully you use protection so you can move on and not deal with the foolishness anymore.
Nobody wants to have no raggedy ass baby father. And you know what? And that's not saying that you're not a good person or anything like that. You're just not for me.
Right.
And that's just that on that. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm living my life. I'm happy. And I feel like that's when most people come, or most guys come, or even for guys, like most girls come when they see that you are just living your life and only focus on you. Like, you're not worried about them anymore. Yeah. You're not concerned about them anymore. And then now it's like all of a problem because now I'm not getting the attention that you were giving me because I've been so inconsistent in your fucking life. No, you've been inconsistent and you getting the same treatment that you've been giving me. Right. We cool.
We good.
Don't come over here.
But that's what men do just to try to see if the door is still open, or they see something like, oh, she's doing well. And that's what a lot of men can't stand. But it's like, you didn't care enough to want me to do well with you. So why do you feel the need to say anything?
Listen, The door is closed.
The door is closed. It's okay. Been closed.
The top lock is on now.
Like Lizzo says, bye, bitch.
Can we not do Lizzo? No, somebody said I look like Lizzo the other day when I was at work again. I'm like, it's the fucking ponytail, bro. Get the fuck away from me.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do this ponytail for one ponytail more week. She hasn't had a ponytail in a long time. She hasn't. Give me Ariana Grande, bitch. Give me sleeves.
I know.
Call me sleeves, bitch. Sleeves. She always have her sleeves over her head. Call me sleeves, bitch. Like, don't. Whatever. But, yeah, right. Somebody called me out the other day, and I'm like, what? It has to be the pony, okay? Right. I'm going to rock this pony for one more week, and then I'm going to be done for
no more a while. Lizzo.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Lizzo.
I guess that's the only relevant dark-skinned girl
right.
that's, like, happening right now that right. y'all can only think of that only has ponytails. It's a lot of motherfuckers that have ponytails, okay?
It is. People just don't. I don't know.
Yeah. Speaking of somebody that needs a new hairstyle and possibly a ponytail. No, speaking of somebody that needs a new hairstyle sure and somebody gathered her ass like a motherfucking ponytail. Ooh, okay? With the office rubber bands on that motherfucker. No. It's Gail motherfucking King. Oh, they no. didn't gather her like a motherfucking ponytail all week. They didn't gather.
Gail really took an L with this network and whatever she's trying to do. But
shit, Gail.
She was just wrong on all levels, and it's really sad because it's like you were interviewing about a black man, a successful black man.
That has passed.
Right. And this is supposed to be good things in remembrance, and all you can think about is something from over 20 years ago that he did. So it's just really unfortunate.
This is the thing. Girl, you got the wrong number. First of all, Marianne.
Somebody
Maria.
Called
you. Hey, Marianne, Maria. Girl, goodbye. wrong again. The thing was, and we talked about this yesterday, so we're not even going to go too far up into this shit again. Uh-huh. But, Gail, by all means, you are a journalist. You have the right to ask some hard questions. Some questions that other people choose not to touch. You do. But it is a way that you should do so. Okay. We first opened the door to it. Okay. You opened the door. Lisa answered you. You should have left the fucking shit alone.
Right.
Where it was what she said. Don't reiterate when she said she didn't see him as that type of person. She knew him, you know. Oh, but you wouldn't see it as your friend. That is where you went fucking wrong, Gail.
She went wrong by even mentioning it. But if you are.
Because it was really no reason to mention it. Nobody's mentioned it in 20 years.
There's no reason to mention it. But if she was going to mention it, all she had to do was just let it stop there. She probably still would have got backlash for it. But not as bad as what she did.
But honestly, I don't even think she would have got a lot of backlash for it. Because there has been other journalists or reporters or whatever that have mentioned this since Kobe's passed. Okay. Right. They have been white also, mm-hmm. but sometimes we don't expect nothing less. You know what I'm saying? But when it be your own people, I feel like that's when black people really take it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Then it's just like this vicious cycle of just black on black crime and black on black like hate. Like nobody can do anything right. So it's like, yeah, you had the right to say what you say or ask the question. She had the right to answer the question the way she answered, and you should have just left it the fuck alone right there instead of digging a deeper hole.
Them journalists, you know, they gotta.
They want that clickbait. They want that, you know, those intense moments.
Yeah,
and that's what you got.
And that's what we were talking about yesterday. Like, some people need that clout, whether it's good or bad. Whether, because it's social media.
Yeah.
So social media is going to holler whether it's good or bad. Most of the time, if it's bad, they're going to holler. So if you do something out of line, it's like, oh, well, this is what's going to get ratings. This is what's going to make you go viral. So the network's like, yeah, just, you know, it'll perk up your image and stuff. And it's just like, look, somebody, you know, not somebody. A lot of people are dead here from this incident. And it's unfortunate.
It's just not the right time.
And the fact is that you're choosing to talk about something that doesn't put him in a good light. And it's probably one of the lowest parts of his career anyways. Mm-hmm. So why would you bring that up?
From 20 years ago when nobody else has sat down. And when you had ample opportunity to sit down and talk to him. And that's another thing that bothers me, because it's like, you're saying things about people, or you're making this narrative, creating this narrative, or digging up dirt and stuff where this person is not here to defend themselves.
Right.
Okay. That's a problem for me. Like, we were all here for the R. Kelly thing when you interview him, because he had an opportunity to defend himself.
But he couldn't. Say whatever he was upset. He that couldn't. Was on him.
But yeah, that's a personal problem. Right. Personal problem,
bro. Because he was guilty.
But he had an opportunity to speak his piece. Right. You know what I'm saying?
But this man, want to wait till he dies to talk to him about something from over 20 years ago. And I know you and Kobe probably been in the same room a gazillion times.
Multiple times.
Right.
Multiple times. And that's the problem. Like, the timing is wrong. The narrative is wrong. Like, it's just wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong on so many levels. Like, yeah. This man, especially because it's like that whole daddy's girl dad thing, mm-hmm. that's going. And then that's a narrative you bring up that he was out here, like, raping people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, it's just fucked up. Like, this man also still have living daughters on this earth. He has a whole wife that's still dealing with the fact that her husband, right. She would not see her husband anymore. She would not see one of her daughters anymore. Like, right. It's just a fucked up ass time. Give us another 6 months from now. Maybe some people would not be so sensitive, but then you still have to be careful on how you bring shit up. Because, like we said, that happened over 20 years ago, and you had ample enough of opportunity to sit down and interview this man, ask him what really happened back then. Like, it's just poor taste.
It is.
Gail. It's poor fucking taste. And I don't feel bad, because you got on the internet and tried to blame the network and this is that and the other, and you upset with them because they tried to use you, but you gave them the ammo. You gave them the ammo. You can't be mad at you put bullets in a motherfucking gun and motherfucker shoot it. Like, you did it. Right. You did it. It wasn't something that was pieced together. You said what you fucking said. Lisa said what she said, and then you doubled down on the shit that you were saying. You doubled down trying to make a point that this man is something, or was something, that people are not willing to admit that he was.
Right.
You know? Poor taste. So Uncle Snoop and all his pops, all his pipes, Matt Barnes, everybody has gathered you like a motherfucking ponytail, Gail, because you were wrong, sis. You're wrong.
Right.
Snoop, listen, I'm about to gather you like a ponytail too in a minute, because some of the...
He says so.
Oh, child, listen. Not everybody that has been accused of some type of wrongdoing via, you know, molestation, sexual assault,
well,
whatever.
Bill Cosby?
This is where I'm going with this. Not everybody that has been accused is fucking innocent.
Right.
Snoop. Okay. And Heathcliff, that was not your opportunity to rise and shine. That was not Heathcliff. Okay. Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Heathcliff, listen. That was not your opportunity to rise and shine out of the motherfucking ashes like somebody's vindicating or somebody caping for you. Well, nobody's fucking caping for you, Bill. You did what the fuck you did, Bill.
He's trying to take all the positive energy he can get at this point, because ain't nobody said nothing positive about him in a long time.
What can you say?
So Snoop Dogg is the only person that kind of gave him a light to actually
Snoop was smoking too much weed that motherfucking day, because he went a little too far.
It's every day, but I mean... Snoop, you can't say Snoop was wrong for what he said.
I mean, he was wrong. He was wrong. He was. Because, like, you can kind of understand where Snoop was going with it, but then it just went too far. Like, it just veered left, went up a fucking cliff, and blew up. Like, Bill is not a part of that. R. Kelly is not a part of that bandwagon. Like, don't hop on. This is not your bandwagon. It's not. Bill, you was out here doing some fucked up shit. Now, mind you, some of those women are
victims.
They're victims, and some of them were willing participants in some parts of this.
Right.
Okay, so I'm not taking that away from you. But when you was younger, Bill, you was out here doing some shit you ain't got no business doing, and now you're paying for it.
Right.
Okay, so let's not jump on the Kobe bandwagon or what Snoop Dogg said about everybody trying to crucify all our black men, because some of our black men, you put yourself in the position that you're fucking in.
Right.
Okay. There is empathy, but there is also some hard truths that need to be accepted out here in these motherfucking streets. Okay.
Oh, man. It's just unfortunate to see interviewers just go for the jugular when it's somebody who's like no longer with us.
It's sad. It's really sad. And yeah. Then you still got Harvey Weinstein over here that y'all ain't did an interview about. Y'all ain't interviewed these women. Like, y'all had a whole fucking panel. I think it was Oprah ass. It had a whole motherfucking panel or something that she did with all these women that said that Bill Cosby did X, Y, and Z to them. Mm-hmm. Where is the panel for all the women that Weinstein then did X, Y, and Z to? Like, what's up?
It's the white man.
And you really don't want to believe that there are black women out here that's like really trying to take out or take down
black men.
They own black men, but it's kind of looking like that.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while.
It's kind of looking like that.
It's kind of been going on, maybe because they had a bad dealing with a black man, and so they like kill them all.
But and also, I feel like that's another thing that you can't do when it comes to being a journalist. You have to kind of take your personal feelings out of like that type of story, because I know Oprah had some type of like sexual trauma abuse right. in her life. Also believe Gail has as well. So I feel like sometimes when you do those type of stories, like it hits different. And so you put your own...
Yeah, like, oh, so you don't think he did it? Because you've been a victim of it. And no one probably believed you. So you feel like, oh, here's another thing. And and they feel more for the women than they do for the guy. When actuality, it's like, have you ever thought that maybe these women were just...
out here
extorting
me? Yeah.
Like,
you don't really know what was happening. So you can't do that. And that's not fair to do.
And it's a different
like
side. It's like men are celebrities and stuff. When it happened to Oprah, she was really young. Doesn't justify anything, but I'm just saying, like, it's not the same situation.
Right.
And these women aren't who you were, like, when it happened to you.
Yeah.
It's a little different now.
Yeah.
Okay. It's way different now.
Some women put themselves in these positions thinking that they're going to benefit in some type of way, being that be a relationship, a fuck ship. I'm going to get pregnant. Right. I'm going to say you did something to me that I allowed you to do to me, but I'm a woman and I can say that you raped me and people are going to believe me. Like it's really a toss up game out here in these streets, and it's really sad. And I feel like a lot of people need to start moving different, especially a lot of men, a lot of athletes, rappers, whatever. Like, y'all need to move different so people can't say that you did this, that, and the other.
Right.
There are celebrities out here that make you sign a whole bunch of NDA out here in these motherfucking streets because they don't want to get caught up in stuff like that.
They pay you up front and make you sign something.
Well, it depends on if they paying or not. Some people just want to fuck. Like, oh, we fucking, huh? Sign that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, most of the time, I heard Shaq be giving out racks before he has sex with somebody.
Well, he...
I mean, hey, it's Shaq.
Shaq probably got, like, a whole horse dick, too. So I would probably sign it if he ain't too... Like, if I fuck up your size, bitch,
think about you can't Shaq's sue me. Penis. Ew. That's gross, because he's old.
He's so large, though. Like,
he is very large, but he could fit in that damn Buick on that commercial.
That was probably a specially made Buick.
Just no, it's him. Like, it shows you that, like, a big person can, like, fit in there.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't want to think about Shaq's dick.
Yeah, me it's either, gross. But you said it. Like, he'd probably be paying for him, like, bitch, here's your doctor's appointment money so that I can rearrange your shit back.
I heard he'd be paying, like, 10 racks and up. Okay, Shaq knows. He be like, hey, I want to do this. How much is it going
to
cost?
Shaq, I'm about
to
shake your shit up, bitch.
Shaq knows, Shaq be. You know, Shaq got a couple outside kids, too.
Oh,
he's been the busy
God.
Person.
Ugh, nobody wants to fuck Shaq but Shawty, but, you know, whatever.
But another thing. Nicki Minaj. Oh, Nika. She's Onika now.
She definitely is. She's Onika now.
Okay.
Onika. Come here, girl.
AKA Mrs. Petty. Why does that go so well with her day? But
throw the whole thing away.
She just needs to shut up and concentrate on her career. I know yesterday you said no one wants to work with her or whatever. Yeah. So no one wants to work with her because of what? Because she's still talented.
It's not I think it's just the way she's moving out here in these streets. I think people are really
Speaking of her, she is going to be on RuPaul's Drag Race.
I mean, that's probably the only place she can be.
Yeah.
I think people are really starting to realize the person that she really is. And they ain't fucking with it. That's all.
I don't know. I think she just, her crown is on too tight. And then this guy isn't helping either. I think what makes her maybe lash out is because of this guy. And from what I feel like I know is that, you know, she carries this guy.
Yeah.
Money, you know, financially.
What he got a job at?
What he wears.
What he got a job at?
I know he was in jail. How long was he out of jail before they...
I don't think he was out of jail long before they got together.
And that's exactly what she did with Meek Mills. Meek Mills came out of jail not too long and then she scooped him up.
Meek also had a career before he went to jail. He went to jail on a fucking fluke. Like...
Well, I just feel like she has a pattern.
This nigga been in jail for the last 20 years.
Well, I feel like Nicki Minaj has dealt with molestation. Her brother's in prison right now doing a molestation sentence. And then her now husband had a charge for what? Molestation?
And murder?
Okay, yeah. So I think it's a pattern and it mainly comes from her background. I even think she talks about how she was molested at some point when she was younger. So sometimes when you're just around it, you become like, okay, not
numb
like,
to it.
You become numb to it. And it's not like you're okay with it, but you're accepting of it because you've had to accept it. You accepted it in the past.
Yeah.
And no one told you that this is wrong, you know? So it's kind of hard. It really is. I mean, and it's one thing for it to like disrupt like, okay, social scene, Hollywood, but now it's fucking with your money. It's fucking with your music because nobody wants you on a feature.
But her music been fucked up though. But even like, before she married him, like that whole Cardi thing, that threw her shit off. Like, period.
New York Fashion Week.
Yeah, that shit threw her off. Like, you beefing with this girl for what? Because she the next up-and-coming rapper? Because you feel like she trying to take your place? Because she from New York, too? Like, anybody can eat. Everybody can eat. It's a million nigga rappers out here,
I just don't know how she didn't learn, because it's like, Lil' Kim did the same thing to Nicki Minaj. Like, kind of just snobby. Like, oh, you didn't acknowledge me as the queen bee and all this other stuff. It's like, Lil' Kim, you don't even look like that you did before.
You definitely a whole nother person, sis. You just not even, you not moving like you're supposed to be moving, and people are recognizing like your shit ain't clean. I'm about to say Safari been said that shit.
What?
That her shit just ain't right. Her shit ain't right. Meek just said the same thing. He said, you been knowing your brother was touching on a little girl. Like, all kind of stuff, and you just move the way you want to move because you feel like you're Nicki Minaj, you can do what the fuck you want to do. But that shit is coming back to bite you in your fucking whole fake ass. And you might want to switch that shit up. You out here looking like a basic ass bitch. Most of these pictures I saw you from Super Bowl, Nicki.
Wait, I thought she looked good. Don't even try to do
You know what she looked like? You know what she looked like? You know what she looked like? The real cow sister. You know who else she looked like? She looked like she could possibly be dreamed of. She didn't look like the motherfucking Nicki Minaj like she's supposed to be looking like.
Well, they're trying to look like Nicki.
All them hoes look the same. All them hoes look the same.
I thought Nicki Minaj looked really good during Super Bowl. She really had them wigs coming.
She looked like a regular ass Instagram thotty body. That's what she looked like.
That's what everybody wants to look like, because that's what everybody likes. That's what everybody likes. That's what everybody wants. That's what these men want. Okay?
She looked regular, especially standing next to that regular ass nigga.
Well, it's probably because of that, too.
That, too.
But
I had to zoom in. I said, oh, that's Nicki.
I thought she looked really good, especially the first night with that pink strawberry shortcake wig. And then she changed the wig like almost every day. Then that long black 40-50 inch one, super cute.
I mean
I can talk about Nicki. I know she's wrong, but I also think she still look good. So
she look like a regular ass bitch.
She look good.
She look like the real Kyle sister out here. She look like, what's her name, Sky, Alexa Sky. the fuck she out here looking like. They out looking like
Alexis Sky looks more natural.
She looked like a regular ass person. Like, I literally probably, because it was like a collage or something, like maybe three or four pictures. I saw, I was like, okay. And well, I was like, real, oh, that's Nikki. Well,
okay, so the real Kyle sister is Ari Fletcher, who is G Herbo's baby's mother. She's confrontational too. She likes being in abusive, dangerous
she
situations.
She said she ain't never been in an abusive relationship except for that one. That's what she said. That's what she said.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Did she not just punch Moneybagg Yo in the face?
She said that ain't happened. Okay. They both say that ain't happened.
It didn't happen because nobody caught it on video. They caught the end of it of him driving off. And nobody saw him snatch her wig either.
I ain't saying you wrong. I'm just saying what she said.
And that's the reason why G Herb was on probation, because of her, because of all that. He shouldn't have put his hands on her.
Yeah.
But I do feel like she is like a, like, there's some things that women do to get things to go to a certain way. And there's some things that men do for things to happen a certain way. Mm-hmm. But I do believe she has a pattern of being in abusive situations. Another thing that kind of makes sense is that, today's Emily B's birthday. But I was about to mention her daughter. I was about to mention her daughter, but her daughter dates G Herbo now. And I'm like, well, her daughter grew up probably watching Fabulous treat her mom any kind of way. And now she's in this situation with G Herbo. I'm not saying that he's an abusive person, but he has some abusive allegations against him. So it's kind of just like, well,
there you go.
The pattern repeats itself.
Slippery slope out here in these motherfucking streets. Slippery slope. I don't know.
Oh, another thing we have to talk about is the stripper bowl.
Stripper bowl
in Miami.
Quality control.
I think it was the Super Bowl night. So after the game, it was this event called the Stripper Bowl. They had a lot of celebrities: Cardi B, Diddy, Gervonta Davis, Offset, all the Migos, all the people with money, 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 money. If you saw the pictures, you couldn't see the floor when it ended. It was a whole bunch of money on the floor. Okay, you could probably make snow angels in it, or a couple. Okay, build a snowman.
Come buy you a house. That money.
Okay, so. The strippers, it was like 300-some strippers. Strippers did not get paid what they were supposed to get paid. They don't even know what they were supposed to be paid anyways because they signed a dumb contract. Let me try to find
that. Was not even a fucking contract. That was something put on somebody's iPhone notes that they printed out and had these dumb motherfuckers sign. Like, why would y'all sign some stupid-ass shit like that? They didn't even have a fee, the fee amount. Like, I'm not signing anything that don't tell me how much my fee amount is. Like, that is stupid as fuck. Right. We just leaving it up in the air. A fee amount could have been $5. Y'all really could have got $5, honestly. The shit ain't even on a motherfucking letterhead. It's literally something they just printed out from their goddamn iPhone. Like, that is the dumbest shit ever. Y'all, listen. Most of y'all supposed to be strippers because y'all trying to put yourself through motherfucking college. I'm going to need y'all to do better. Okay? I'm going to need you motherfuckers to do better because they played the fuck out of y'all. Okay? Cardi, I ain't really care what you said about, like, they wouldn't shake no ass. Bitch, they couldn't even shake ass. They had clothes on. They couldn't even take their clothes off.
Right.
Like, how they going to be popping some pussy, Cardi, and they got full clothes?
Pussy.
Okay?
Pussy popping.
Be nice to your fellow strippers, bitch, because you used to be there too with the braids. This sound like Cardi said, with the braids, okay?
Okay, so here's the contract. It says, I blank, okay, whatever you put your name there. It says, agree that I will stay fully clothed at all times while go-go dancing at the Dome, Miami. Failure to do so will result in an arrest and possible prosecution. Also, I waive of any responsibility or liability for any injury that should occur to me while inside the Dome, Miami. Dancers absolutely cannot pick up money. Absolutely no nudity. Money can only be picked up by club employees. Girls are not paid from the money. So all that money we saw on the floor, everyone was like, oh, they got plenty of money paid them. They originally signed something saying that money on the floor was not theirs. Then it says, all go-go dancers are paid a fee. There is no amount of what they're going to be paid. There's no amount saying what the fee is. Then it says no exit will be blocked. No exit will be blocked at any time. So basically, they can walk out and leave whenever they want to. Is that what they're saying?
I don't know. I didn't really understand that part, but I would have took it as, oh, we not getting paid for this money.
That's all the contract is, and it looks like something made off of a Word document off of somebody's TV or whatever, and it's just like not TV
stupid ass shit
computer And they just printed it out, okay? And it was just like...
No letterhead, no other signatures. Nothing. Like, technically, you could fight this if you wanted to in court, because this shit is not going to stand up either way in court.
The contract is so vague that you can't sue them, basically, because you signed nothing. Yeah. Therefore, you got nothing, and you're not going to get anything.
This is some stupid-ass shit. Like, why the fuck did y'all even sign that? Like, that whole thing was a stripper fucking con.
I just
con.
Don't understand why they were sitting on top of their bags in the airport. Like, were there no seats in the airport that
morning?
Was
homeless.
Girl had a half a Hennessy bottle. That's all she cut. That's all she was good for.
She said a woman gotta do something to keep herself warm in this type of situation. That whole shit was stupid. I don't even understand how it's called the quality control $1 million stripper bowl when literally on the contract, whatever the fuck this was, this piece of paper that y'all had, go-go dances. It's the difference between go-go dancers and stripper bowl. So was it a stripper bowl or was it a go-go dancer? A no-go, no-go, right. Go-go dancer situation. So I'm really confused. Nobody had that shit right. P, I already think you're a motherfucking scammer. So y'all gotta have to prove me different next time.
Because he gotta take care of the kids. Lyra says she ain't playing.
He scammed her too, shit. Did he? I think she didn't move back to Houston by her house here.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was never living with him. They broke up while she was pregnant.
Of course, and so did the other one. When both of them was pregnant, so yeah.
Oh, I forgot about her. I keep forgetting her name, but anyways.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh,
scamming
Lord.
Q and scamming P and quality con stripper gate. Nope, I'm not doing it.
Stripper bowl.
Stripper con, because all that shit was a motherfucking con. But give me 2 dope date ideas, like restaurant or something to do.
What, for Valentine's Day or just in general?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Axelrad.
I don't know what they're doing on Valentine's Day.
I don't know. I feel like it's just a cool place to go.
If the weather's nice. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I think
if the weather isn't nice, then there's no point of going there. Axelrad is a beer garden in Third Ward. You know what would be nice? Well, okay. If you're a couple... It would be nice, like, you, like, go to a restaurant and a hotel, and then you get the room for that night. That way you don't have to go anywhere. Like, the restaurant's in the hotel, mm-hmm. and then you just go up to the room and you have a little
nightcap.
But
how many do we have those? How many restaurants with hotels do we have here?
Most hotels have a restaurant in it. Hotel Zaza, probably the, what else? I don't know about Hotel Derek. I don't think they do. Club Quarters downtown. It's a few hotels here that have a restaurant in it. And so you can make it like a little one night thing, a little something, something. Another thing would be, let's see, something cute. A museum would be cute.
Okay.
That would be cute. Going to the museum, doing that, maybe
like
have a
the
nice
butterfly
little picnic,
garden or something.
Japanese garden, have a little picnic in the park, in the garden. So that can be really nice.
Okay.
And you can like prepare food yourself or get something. I feel like that one's more cost effective. So it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I feel like Valentine's Day is all about like the thought, you guys. So
it's
just
the
be
thought that
thoughtful,
counts.
Be creative. Most people appreciate that a little bit more than just doing your standard everyday situation.
Right.
Nina's Corner.
Nina's Corner. Don't get caught up this weekend, okay? For those of you serial daters, choose wisely where you go for Valentine's Day, because you might catch your other boo there, okay? Mm-hmm. With another boo,
sure.
Okay,
will.
So and you can't be mad, and then also they can't be mad, but just kind of tread lightly where you're gonna go for Valentine's Day, and
pick your poison.
Yeah, try to Don't, you know, if you are trying to duck and dodge somebody or whatever, Valentine's Day, you don't want them to find out this because you're going out with this boo, that boo, or whatever. Just choose a place that you feel like you won't run into a lot of people.
Yeah.
Maybe pick a certain location that's, like, not in the city where it's so busy. Maybe something in the burbs
or Montrose.
Right. So, just think wisely.
Yeah.
But that's all for me.
A moment of lark. 2 things. Tax season is here. Bitches. Y'all better hold on to y'all checks. Don't let these motherfuckers flip that shit. And fuck all y'all motherfuckers with these paper tags in y'all car. Okay? Because on my way over here, I got, probably got hit like almost three times with these motherfuckers with these paper tags on their car. Now, y'all know, anytime it's tax season, motherfuckers go buy a car that they can't afford, or they just buy a cash car that has a paper tag on it, and they don't have it 6 months now because they bought a fucking lemon or whatever. Stay clear of me. Stay clear of me, okay? I ain't got time for y'all and y'all motherfucking paper tags, okay? Other than that, I think here in Houston is going to be raining here.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain for the next couple of days. And then I think on Friday, Valentine's Day, they said it's not supposed to rain, but then it's supposed to rain Saturday. I don't know.
We'll see. But some of y'all just might be in the house, fucking and sucking. don't get pregnant. And if y'all do,
eat some dick up till you hiccup.
Oh! That's what they say.
And if you don't do that and you wind up pregnant, you know, name your daughters and sons Nina and Lark. And yeah.
How about not?
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. Yeah. But this is episode 80 of Singing in a Loop. Happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And y'all hear from us next week.
And we out.
Bye. Just because the episode is over doesn't mean you're out the loop. Make sure you send your listener letters to singleinloop@gmail.com or DM us @singleinloop.